He stopped suddenly when Megan Lee, the hot brunette who owned the bakery, dashed out with a couple of pink boxes in her hand. She collided with them, and the boxes went flying. She caught one, he caught one, and then he steadied her by sliding his arm around her. She looked up at him, her brown eyes wide with surprise. "Oh my gosh, thank you, Brady. I almost dropped these."
"You okay, Megan?"
"Yes, but let me check these." She opened the boxes. There were cakes inside. They looked pretty, with pink icing on one and blue on the other, and little baby figurines and strollers sitting on top of the cakes. There were flowers and other doodads as well. He didn't know all that much about cake decorations. He just liked the way they tasted. "They're for Sabelle Frazier. She just had twins." She looked up at him with a grin. "A boy and a girl. Her mom ordered these for her hospital homecoming. I spent all morning baking and decorating them." He didn't need to know that, but the one thing he did know was that people in this town were social and liked talk.
"They look good."
She swiped her hair out of her eyes. "Of course they're good." He took the boxes from her.
"Where's your car?"
"Parked just down the street."
"How about you let me carry these, just in case you want to run into anyone else on your way?"
Her lips curved. "I think you ran into me." He disagreed, but whatever. He figured he'd do his good deed for the day, then get his sandwich. He followed her down the street. "I haven't seen much of you lately," she said. He shrugged.
"Been busy."
"I've been meaning to come by the shop and visit, but things have been crazy hectic at the bakery, too." She studied him. "How about I bring pastries by in the morning? And I've never brought you coffee before. How about some coffee? How do you take it, black or with cream and sugar? Or maybe you like lattes or espresso. What do you drink in the mornings?" He had no idea what she was talking about.
Just regular coffee. Black."
"Okay, I make a really great cup of coffee. I'm surprised you haven't come into the bakery, since it's so close to the auto shop. Most everyone who works around here pops in." She pressed the unlock button on her key fob, then opened the back door and took the boxes from him. Man, she really could talk. He'd noticed that the couple of times they'd been together in social situations. Not that it was a bad thing, but for someone like him who lived mostly isolated, all that conversation was like a bombardment. But he liked it. The one thing he missed the most since his self-imposed isolation was conversation. And Megan had that in droves. He just wasn't all that good at reciprocating. After she slid the boxes in, she turned to him. "What's your favorite pastry? You know, I've dropped cupcakes off at the auto shop. Have you eaten any of those?" He was at a loss for words. He always was around her. A few of his friends had fixed the two of them up before. Once at Logan and Dez's dinner party, then again at Carter and Molly's wedding. They danced, had some conversation, mostly one-sided, since Megan had done all the talking.